Then in 1991, it was tragedy that struck your family. And that was the case of your son, Sean. An overdose of prescription medication came about. Mm-hmm. Kind of set the scene for what happened to Sean.
Yeah, it's very hard to talk about even to this day, 28 years later. But first of all, Sean was a remarkable young man. He was really brilliant, and he studied very hard and was entrepreneurial. I bought a mower that was a power mower. These were a little unusual at the time, but you'd grip the grips and then move. He would go mow the lawn because he couldn't push the mower, but he could guide it. So he was entrepreneurial. He was always raising money. He bought a car before he was 16 so he could fix it up. He was tall and a handsome young man. So when he went to the University of Oklahoma, when I was in office, he was distraught because the Oklahoman made sure that we were under a blanket of controversy from day one. I mean, it certainly wasn't the beginning of fake news, but it was a classic case of we can make facts say anything we want them to say. I think he was sensitive to that. He wrote an editorial in the Oklahoma Daily defending me, which was touching. But he continued his entrepreneurial ways because he discovered that he could buy two condos. And literally, he put this together himself, talked to the bank, did all this. I think we had to countersign for it. But he found two condos for sale in Norman. He could buy both of them. He could live in one. He could rent the other one to pay the mortgage payment for both. And so he could live for free at the University of Oklahoma and live in off-campus housing. Well, he became a popular guy among all of his friends. He got an exception to university housing. I got an exception when I went to the university because I couldn't afford to pay for dormitories, and he sort of got the same thing. He became the repository for one of his friends, for example, had a bong pipe. They couldn't keep it in the dorm, and so they kept it in his closet in that place. The details of this are a little sketchy. Others have looked at this and put this together pretty hard, but apparently in his absence, in a windstorm, a door blew open on his condo. An alarm went off. He wasn't there to respond to it. So the Norman police showed up. For whatever reason, they said they saw something suspicious in the apartment, so they went in and searched the apartment. What they saw on the counter, he had just repaired a dishwasher, and there were some remnants of copper pipe laying around, just 2 or 3 inch long chunks. I think they classed that as a reason for going in. They intensively searched the apartment. They found this bong pipe of a friend up in the closet on the top shelf, and they found a bottle of seeds that were undistinguished, but, you know, they were seeds somewhere in the apartment. Here's the son of the governor in a college town. There's a bong pipe that's clearly tucked away in the top of a closet, and there's a bottle of seeds that they have discovered. And an ambitious DA decided this was his opportunity because I was already radioactive, thank you to the Daily Oklahoman. So they made this into a big drug case. And Sean was mortified because all he wanted to do was to protect us. And so he immediately went down, took a drug test and did all that and passed. He had no drugs in his system, not even marijuana or anything else, which is remarkable for a college student. But that DA persisted and decided that they were going to plant those seeds and they were going to cultivate them. And if they could get them to sprout, they were going to charge him with possession of marijuana. So for a week, there was just unending headlines. We counted, if you counted the repetition of the stories, so if you took an AP story and counted the number of papers it showed up in and the Oklahoma, and everybody went crazy because here I am radioactive. They want to punish me as much as they can. They want to embarrass us as much as they can. And they began using him as the means for doing that. And so it was just thousands of stories. And he just couldn't take it another minute. And he wrote us a lovely letter. And he overdosed on a prescription drug medicine that he was taking for a reflux condition.
The thought that it was marijuana, wasn't that assumption overturned later by law enforcement tests?
Yeah, it sprouted. They tested it, and it wasn't marijuana. I have no idea what it was.
There you have it.
Yeah.
So you were devastated, and I don't know, you must have felt the state, too, was mourning with you.
Yeah.
Did you feel that?
And we did. There was candlelight vigils, and he lingered in the hospital for probably 10 or 12 days.
Hmm.
Died on September 29th.
How old was he?
He was 20 years old.
Well, I know what you did for a fact is in 1994, you commissioned a bronze sculpture to be placed on the governor's mansion to honor children of past, present, and future Oklahoma governors. Tell us about your thinking and how that came about.
There was a charitable golf tournament that popped up after Sean's death that was raising money for an endowed chair at the University of Oklahoma. So we had one of the first $3 million endowed chairs that was matched by the state. Remember that, not during my time, but it was a large endowed chair in pediatric behavioral science at the University of Oklahoma. So we were very proud of that being named in his honor. And Rhonda and I have been kindly involved in recruiting the person that has filled that role the last two. There are occasionally young families that come through, but we wanted to honor the children because it's so punishing for them oftentimes. A lot of times it may be a lot of fun, but in our case, it was just sheer punishment. During the intensity of that, just to give you an example, I walked by the TV set in the governor's mansion one day and I did a double take. There was a picture of my children playing on the playground equipment out in the yard. I looked back at that and looked across the street and one of the TV stations had brought in a crane and had hoisted a camera up to be filming inside the mansion grounds so they could catch any activity. It's punishing on kids. We just wanted to recognize that. So it has the names in a beautiful spiral around this bronze statue of Sean kneeling with an image of her youngest daughter holding a puppy. A beautiful spiral display of all the names of children of past governors.
Mm-hmm. You must have been able to counsel or people reach out who've also lost children in this manner, maybe down through the years. Mm-hmm. Has that happened?
A little bit. It was amazing how much comfort we drew from people that just came out of the woodwork with us. We've done some of that, I think, for people who've had similar tragedies, but probably not enough.